It's time for another Castle Country Focus interview on KOALITV.com. Also on KOAL 107.3 FM 750 AM. I'm Dave Hokanson. Joining me in studio this morning, I have Superintendent Lance Hatch with the Carbon School District. We've got a big bond issue coming up that they want to get the word out and let everyone know what it's for, how it's going to affect them, and things of that nature. So we're going to be with you the next 4 weeks. Once a week, we're going to talk about this and kind of keep you guys informed and let you know what it's all about. Superintendent Hatch, thank you for coming in this morning. We appreciate it.
No, thank you. It's a great opportunity.
So let's talk a little bit about the bond, why it's needed, and what we're looking at for it.
Yeah, first of all, you know, we want to let everybody know that Carbon School District is the grateful recipient of property taxes that people pay in the county, and the taxes that people pay go into a fund that's called our capital budget, and that budget can only be spent on facilities, buses, that type of thing, fixed assets, and our school board allocates about $1.5 million a year to ongoing projects. When Castle Heights needed a new parking lot and driveway and everything, that's how we paid for it. When Mont Harmon needed a new roof, that's how we paid for it. And the list goes on and on. But sometimes we run into issues that can't be handled by the regular property tax, and so that's when a bond becomes necessary. And we go to the public and we ask for additional payment into those taxes so that we can receive a loan. And the loan that we're seeking is a $36 million loan that would help us to address major issues at Helper Middle School and Carbon High School that there's really no way we could address with that $1.5 million a year. It would take us, you know, a lifetime to save up and address the major issues there. So that's the reason for the bond that everyone will see on the ballots this year.
And the tricky thing about this one is it's coming to you in the mail, correct?
That's right. So it's important for everyone to understand there is no polling place. There's no place to go to vote. It's all by mail, so the ballot will be mailed out on October 15th, so everyone will receive it, you know, October 16th or 17th, and if you're not watching your mail, you might miss it. So
it's very important that you keep an eye out for it. It'll be coming in the mail, and then all you do is vote on it and then mail it right back.
That's right. Yep, it's a very simple ballot. It's just going to say for or against, and for means that you support the increase in tax for the purpose of addressing the issues at these two schools.
And let's talk a little bit about, as far as the bond goes, what it really is going to entail, as far as what will people see as far as some type of a property tax or whatever like that.
Yeah, so the average homeowner in Carbon County will see an increase of $68.90 per year, and that comes out to $5.68 per month. And we don't take that lightly. We know that is a big ask. There are families who that's an important part of their income, and as we made these decisions, we were very careful about making sure that we did the best that we could for the taxpayer. There's a lot of people out there who want a brand new building. That brand new building at Carbon High School, just one building, would be $85 million. And that cost keeps going up with construction costs almost every day. So, you know, really, this is a conservative and approach, and it is an approach that takes into account the taxpayer and the impact on them was the highest priority in making these decisions.
And really, we've talked about it in the past, these are not the things that you're asking for that need to be done at at Carbon High and at Helper Middle School are not, they're not wants.
That's
they're not
right.
something that you want.
That's right.
They are needs.
You know, we kind of think of it as, you know, there's no cherry on the top of this thing. This is the nuts and bolts of what we need to exist and to continue to do the job of educating kids in the county. We, at Helper Middle School, we have some structural upgrades that are necessary. It was built in 1936. And when we found out through an engineer study that we can, with the cost of $5 million investment, we could make that building structurally sound and safe on into the future 20 plus years, that sounded a lot better than trying to build a new school or closing the school, especially taking into account the state money that we receive specifically for that school as a necessarily existing small school. And we'll probably talk about that next week. But yeah, and then at Carbon High School, we have increased enrollment. We have four trailers, portable units in the back of the school with eight classrooms that the kids are traveling out to the back of the school to access those rooms. And we have the safety and security issue at Carbon High. That is the top priority for me. It's one of those issues that keeps me awake at night, knowing that we have to keep those back doors open because of those classrooms that are in the portables. And the offices in the middle of the building just makes it to where anybody could walk in the building at any time. We don't even know they're there. So that's a big concern that we have.
Okay, and as you said, we'll get more into this next week. We're going to talk about Helper Middle School. And yes. And all the improvements that you want to do there. The week after, we'll talk about all the improvements and things that are going to go on at Carbon High School. This, once again, this is a list of needs that need to be taken care of. And it sounds like you guys, you know, have taken care of making sure that the taxpayer is kind of looked out for on this one. But, you know, let's kind of wrap up again really quick. The ballot is going to be coming in the mail the week of October 15th, correct?
That's right.
And the best thing to do is just get it, fill it out, and mail it back in.
That's right. And we anticipate that most people will be filling it out as soon as they get it. And we hope that that's the case. You know, that I think the best way to handle it is when you see it in the mail, fill it out and get it back in.
But it does not have to be postmarked until the 4th of November.
That's my understanding.
Your understanding?
Yes.
Okay. Well, Superintendent, thank you for coming in this morning. We appreciate you, and we'll see you again next week. Once again, next week, we'll be talking about Helper Middle School, correct?
That's right, yes.
And let everybody know what's going to go on up there.
Okay, great. Thank you.
All right, thank you for coming in. Now, for more information on this and other KOALITV.com interviews, check out our webpage, KOALITV.com. Also, listen for Castle Country Focus on KOAL 107.3 FM, 7:50 a.m.